Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 563. It's the 19th of August, 2016. On the podcast today, I have the technical expertise, the lady of the chart, the duchess with the technicals. It's Nicola Duke, and she'll be charting Bacchanora Minerals, Sirius Minerals, 88 Energy, Falcon Oil and Gas, and Keras Resources. We also talk about EasyJet, because that's one of my experiments there. And you can see these charts, annotated by Nicola, at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Also on the podcast today, I have the top five most followed stocks on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. Now, you know, why do I bang on about this? It's a very important measure of sentiment. These are stocks that are being followed. And do you know what? There's a huge correlation between share price performance and these stocks that consistently appear in the top five. You know, so if I were you, I would add any number one that gets there, or any company that, you know, repeats in the top five, I'd just add it to your watch list and do some research, because it's worth it, because these are what the crowds are following. You know, and in AIM, news and sentiment is it. You know, it's the game in town. So I go through that. Also on the podcast, suggested one for your watch list by David. David suggested Serica Energy, SQZ. I'll give out the reasons for that in a minute. Do you know what? I'm going to break with tradition, break with the format. I'm going to do the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours right now. Here we go. Okay, at five, it's a brand new entry. It's Kolar Gold. That's KGLD. At four, wow. This stock. Check at the share price of this. Check how many times it's been number one in the top five and how long it's been in the top five. I had him in the podcast in the week. It's CEO Brian McMaster of Harvest Minerals, HMI. At three, it's been number two twice in the last week. So, worth putting on your watches. Hit follow. It's COG, Cambridge Cognition Holdings. At two, again, I've had the MCAO on the podcast. There's a lot of chat about this on social media. Mercom Capital, MCC. And at number one, yeah, on the podcast, I think, was it last week? Ed from Prospect Oil and Gas, PXOG. I've got to say, I do hold stock in this company. I do think there's potential there. Do your own research on all these companies. But listen, I'm going to say, you know, add to your watch list, PXOG, Mercom Capital, Harvest Minerals. Three of those there, and COG, regularly appeared now in the top five. So I would suggest doing some research on those, because they're hot stocks and at the moment, and a lot of people are looking at them. So it's worth doing that.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now, it's a Friday, it's the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yes, very good, thank you.
I'm in a bit of a good mood because my, you know, sort of £1,000 to £100,000 trade, first trade experiment is EasyJet. Yeah, bought it at 9.99. You were very bullish on it. I mean, I thought, oh, yeah. I bought it too early here because it's just we've had a lower low there. Will it go lower? And it's now performing quite well. And you can draw a channel, you know, from that low. And the bottom of the channel, I suppose, now is around about 10.40-ish. And the upper channel there, it's where it hit today, which is 11.28, something like that. And so you can see it spiking down. I'm looking at a one-hour chart here. And you can see it spiked down from that a little bit. So what's the deal now? Will it come back down to the test the lower channel, or what's going on here?
Do you know, it might stall a bit. And the reason is it's option expiration is this week, and prices were quite often, you've seen it last August, so prices were stayed up, and then after option expiration, like, the arse fell out of it until mid-September. So I think that people might be taking some profit, worried that we might see the same again. But I don't believe that we will see the same again. And for me, like, it's above a fib. I think that sort of 10.99 is now support for EasyJet, and it should keep going higher.
Yeah, you know what's nicer? If you look at, like, even the 20-day moving average, when it came back, it still didn't go below that, which is quite nice. On a daily chart. And the RSI is building. It's now above 50, which is nice. And the MACD is heading towards that zero point. And, you know, if it crosses over that, you'd think it's got more to go here. So people have asked me, have you taken profit yet?
And well, that,
you know, and I've, you know.
Yeah, no, that midweek dip was really interesting as well, because it came back to test exactly the month open price.
Okay.
At 10:45. Yeah, 10:45. So that, very often you'll see that, you know, funds and hedge funds, mutual funds, they'll buy stocks at the start of the month.
Yeah.
And so they'll mark the price that they bought them or the month open price.
Yeah.
And so if it comes back there, they're not, they don't want to go offside or lose money, so they'll buy more or they'll defend it. And that's pretty much what we saw very nicely in EasyJet. And that's why, you know, we say resistance becomes support. You know, they don't want it to come back below those levels. And so for me, because it held that previous swing high, it's still trending higher, you know, and I still look higher for EasyJet.
Okay, good.
At least from here to 11:32.
Okay, good. Well, listen, if that happens, I think I'll put a stop loss in about
11:33.
Yeah, I'll put a stop loss in about 11:10, just so I know I've locked in my 10%, just in case it comes. It probably will come back below that, won't it? But I mean, at least I've got 10% then. That's the first target achieved. Anyway, listen, enough of my stock and my self-indulgence. Let's have a look at some stocks suggested by the fair people of Twitter and Vox Markets there. So, I sent you them. Let me just find them. I'm whittling on here, but here they are. So the first one is Bacanora Minerals, BCN. What's it like on the chart, Nick?
Bacanora Minerals is bullish, but like, it's got this massive resistance. You know, if you go back, if you put a weekly chart up for Bacanora Minerals, the week that it opened in 2014, July 2014, the high of that week was 100 point. And ever since then, every time we've gone back there, in three times now, we've failed there. And you know, in American stocks, 100 is normally a big level. People will buy into it and then they'll take profit there. And it's silly because in American stocks, they always blast through those 100 levels. In fact, there's a trade set up called a $100 roll where you buy it to blow through 100 to go to, you know, 106, 108, quite often they go to. So I think this time, if we have another go at it, because all the moving averages are lined up, I think that, you know, if you knock on a door enough times, eventually it'll open and we should get through 100 this time. So I like this. I mean, it is, the only thing is with this, it is a little bit overbought, on the daily and the 4-hour. So that is something to watch. There's very good support there at about 89.
Yeah.
So if it goes back below 89, you're wrong. So
okay, all right. Interesting. I like that. I like the knowledge you got there and the $100 roll trade. I like that. Next one, Sirius Minerals, SXX. What does it look like on the chart? By the way, if you're listening and you're thinking, you know, a train or something, you can go to the website and check out the charts. And Nicholas annotated, so you can look at the chart and listen to it.
At new highs.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, like if you're long, this is a great stock and it hasn't finished. It's got further to go. It should go to at least 42 from here. Although it might stall around 41.40. I think it'll continue to 42, 43. And probably my target for this one is 45. But if you're not already long, you know, it's really hard to buy it here and you're chasing it. So
yeah, yeah.
I think you need to wait.
Look how high it is above the moving averages there, especially the 200-day moving average is down below, 17 pence.
It's in orbit, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so if you've got some, great, we're nearly there. I think it should continue to 45. If you're not, I just can't see where you would buy it here without.
Yeah.
Except perhaps, you know, now this 35 level should hold, like, that's where people will have moved their stops up to there this week. So, but no. Great, whoever did it. Well done.
Great if you're in, but So if you are in and you're looking at taking profit there, I mean, but you want to hold on there, where would you put, say, if I didn't want to sell anything yet, but I wanted to lock in some profit, so I wanted to put a stop loss, I'm going to sell some, where would you put it? At what price does it have to go below before you realise, oh, it's going lower? 32?
Yeah, 32. It's going lower if it goes below 34.
Oh, okay, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Next one, it's ever popular. it comes every week. I do have to ignore it sometimes because we cover it the week.
88 Energy.
Yeah, we cover it the week before sometimes, and I can't do it every week. But I can't ignore it. So 88 Energy is a very popular stock, of course. So yeah, had a massive rally, of course, earlier in the year. And it's topped out at 4 pence, came back all the way to sort of 1.75, then it's up at 2.3 pence now, 2.4 pence nearly. What do you reckon?
Yeah. You know, if you're a bear, then you would have looked at the rally from June and said, we've had two equal legs higher. If you're, and they would have taken profit there or sold it. Okay, so that's, so they would have sold it at 2.5. But if you're bullish, you would have looked at this rally and said, oh, look, you know, we've got back above the 50% retracement from the, you know, low, low to the high, high. It's going higher. And so that's at 2.3. So the bull, so we've got this really tight range where we've been compressed now for 6 or 7 days. So if it goes back below 2.3, it's going to go lower, and I would like to see it retest the 200-day moving average, which it didn't tag this summer, and that's where I would buy it. So back below 2.3, we're going to head for a little, we're going to do another leg lower before we bottom. If we get back above 2.5, which is where they're selling it, and I'm talking on a daily close. Mm-hmm. Because we've had a little bit of a foray above there, but we haven't managed to close above it. So if we get back above 2.5 and we break that symmetry, then we are going to continue higher. And then we'll go, you know, then we'll go to 2.8 and 3.38 next.
Okay, marvelous stuff.
But that's that very tight range. And so a daily close above 2.5 is bullish and below 2.3 is bearish.
Okay, I got ya. All right, next one is Falcon Oil and Gas Fog, FOG. So what do you say on Fog?
Fog, I don't like. Okay. I like it, but I'm just not sure this is ready. Like, the oscillator's rolled over, and I don't like the level that we've stalled at. So I like it, but I think that this is one that we might have to wait for.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a messy chart, that, isn't it?
It is a messy chart, yeah.
There's no pattern
it's
there.
I know. It's trying to be bullish. I'd like to see where we close the week. You know, if we can close up here like 6.5, mm-hmm. then I think there is a good chance that it continues higher. So, but it's not really clear. I'd like to look at this. I think there's quite a risk that it just has another look lower, small look lower. I think 5.18 is a great level to buy, and that's where I would buy, but it didn't quite reach it. So it's one of those annoying ones. Not quite ready.
Yeah.
I think it's going to retest the lows. I would be a buyer at 5.18.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you know what? It's one of those charts that on a daily, I just look at and think, I can't make out what's going on there.
I just
sit and wait and see what happens, see what plays out. But I mean, of course, days like that, when you see a choppy daily chart, it's always handy to go to the monthly, the weekly and monthly, isn't it? See what's happening there, see if you can see any kind of pattern forming, you know, because the daily is a bit of a mess. Anyway, all right.
If you're a shorter timer, if you trade, I really like the 4 hour. So a 4 hour 200 moving average just works just the same as the daily. If you use that as your guide, mm-hmm. that's really useful. And that on this one says to me that we might need to retest the lows. We've stalled. That's exactly what's stopped us.
Yeah. In fact, the monthly chart's quite interesting because they've got the doji there at, when is that? 3rd of the January, their doji, and we've got a higher low, it seems, on the monthly chart. So, you know, but obviously it's trying to get a bargain, isn't it? That's what you're trying to do. Try and get below 6 or something. In this
stock, you know, 7.00 is a big deal level. It's like the pivot. Mm. So any closer back above 7, that's the bottom in.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All right. And the last is Keras Resources, a gold sort of tailings miner there in Australia. KRS is the ticker there. It's got quite a bit of a following on social media. All right, so Keras Resources, what do you reckon? Keras!
No, this is a dog. Sorry.
It had a bad trading... Do you know that gap there? It was a bad trading update, and it gapped down. And it's struggling to recover there, isn't it?
But for the last 5 days... we've sold off against the 200-day moving average and the 20 EMA and that previous low from June. It's going to make another leg lower. It hasn't finished going down yet.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. I think, and now, so that means from here, and if you look at the shape of it on a daily, it's a bit of a bear flag. So that means that we're going to retest the lows, which is 0.62. Okay. If 0.62 holds on a retest or a double bottom, then that's interesting, because that then you can say, well, maybe we have bottomed. But for now, there's no signs of bottoming. So I would say that's going to take us at least from here, probably another week or two. So look at it in a week or two and see if it held that 6.2 level. Because if it didn't, I think there's a really good chance this one goes to new lows. And I would not be a buyer in that case until we were at 2.245.
Marvellous, Nicola. And if you could send me them finally annotated, embellished charts of your fine hand there, and I'll put them on the website and people will see them and listen to the podcast. Thank you very much, Nicola, and speak next week.
Okay, be careful. Remember, this is the next week is the 1 year anniversary of the really nasty sell-off. And you know, there might be some people that try to do it again.
Yeah, and we know markets do adhere to sentiment a lot, don't they? When they get these anniversaries, you know, people sort of are aware of it. And when it's in people's minds, it does play out sometimes because, you know, sentiment becomes real because it influences people's actions, doesn't it, you know?
Yeah, it does. And seasonally, you know, this isn't a very good time. I think we should, you know, hold on to your cash and, you know, let's see what we look like in mid-September.
So what, this time next week it was, or this next week? Are you saying next week?
Yeah, last week stocks held up right into option expiration, and then they,
So maybe I should cut and run with EasyJet. What do you reckon?
I don't think EasyJet's quite there, but the FTSE has hit some major resistance, so...
Yeah, okay, well, that's my mind's in two places now. Okay.
Protect your profit. No, you've got a plan. You're moving your stop up. You've protected what you want to protect.
Yeah.
And we're still looking higher. It's still trending higher. You haven't actually got a reason to sell it yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's your plan. Stick to your plan, Justin.
Yeah. But my stop loss is going to be put in at 11.05 or something, and it could stop that at Easy today, whereas it could go higher. What I'm saying is I could, forego a little short-term volatility and to go higher, or just take it now, because I think it could go higher. But there we are.
I think it could go higher, yes, I agree.
Marvellous. Speak next week. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, today's suggested one for your watch list has been submitted by David. What's the name and ticker symbol of the company? It's Sirica Energy, SQZ. Like I said, listen, please do your own research. This is just, information for you. And to back it up, do your own research to, you know, validify the accuracy of this research. What does the company do? Its name listed oil and gas explorer in the North Sea. Current production guidance is 3,000 to 4,500 barrels of oil per day net. That's in capitals. Net! To Sirica. A recently published report by Chevron, their operator, suggests production could go higher. The life of the field has recently been extended to the early mid-2020s. How many shares does the company have in issue? 264 million. What's the current price to market cap? Of course, this is right now, so check it out. 4.5 pence and 38 million. What revenue and profit or loss does the company generate? Last full year results were $24 million revenue and $6.7 million profit after tax. How much cash or debt does the company have? It's $24 million in cash. Zero debt. Zero. Okay, three reasons why you think this company has potential. Number one, operating costs are as low as $20 per barrel. At $50, oil builds cash by over $1 million each month. So right now, obviously, oil is $50, so they're building cash by $1 million a month, I assume. Do your own research, though. Still built cash during the oil and gas bottom. Number two, the company are looking to acquire another gas accretive producing asset this year, which will take production and cash growth even higher. And three, they have another ONG asset in the North Sea called Columbus, 50% stake. They have proven reserves of 7.8 million barrels of oil equivalent net capitals there to Sirica, which will be developed to a producing asset. Also, high-impact exploration wells due to be drilled next year in the North and possibly Irish Sea. In brackets, sorry, that's the fourth reason. I don't mind that, that's good. So do your own research there. That's SQZ, Sirica Energy. All right. There will be a weekend podcast talking about which. I'm going to read out a review on iTunes every week, if possible. So, special thank you to Steve. That's the title of this iTunes review. It's 5 stars. I've got, now got 147 five-star reviews on iTunes. If you can, if you can spare the time to go there, please click the link here in the blog and give me a review, as it does help with search engine capability, SEO, optimization. Okay, Jack Miles 21. Thank you, Jack, for doing this. This is a great informative podcast with a sense of humor from Justin and great technical analysis from Nicola. I especially like the weekend podcast where I have learned a lot about what not to do via Steve's trading. Little smiley face. Thank you, Jack. Much appreciate us. There will be a weekend podcast, so stay tuned. Thanks very much. Have a nice weekend. And listen, manage your risks. Do your own research.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.